Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning somatic cell counts as we head into the winter season. When we look at teat end scores and we look at how rough those teat ends are, that generally has an impact on the amount of bacteria that's held close to the teat end, and thus we see an increase in somatic cell count and probably are going to see an increase in incidences of clinical mastitis within our animals as well. So when do you need to really be concerned about conditions that might cause an increase in rough teat ends? Well, generally what we say is if the wind chill and temperature are going to result in something that's greater than minus 25, we're at fairly extreme risk for freezing of the teat dip on the ends of the teats as the cows exit the milking parlor. So there's a lot of different management things that you can do. Number one, need to look at winterized teat dip under those sorts of conditions that will not freeze or is much slower to freeze than our normal teat dips. Sometimes we go to a dry product that contain both conditioners for the teat end as well as something that will take care of bacteria issues as well. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to prepare for freezing temperatures and make sure that they have a winter teat dipping program in place and supplies on hand to carry that out.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.